it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Happy Monday. Welcome to the PHNX Sun Devil Show. I'm Anthony Totri, this guy right here. That's Eric Ruby, guy behind the mic. That's DJ Jacob Franklin. He's making all the magic happen. Guys, if you're new here, come on. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, leave a 5-star review if you're listening on audio, wherever you get your podcasts. Do us one other solid real quickly. Head over to gophnx.com today. Click that little diehard tab and it's going to tell you everything that you're going to unlock when you become a PHNX diehard. I know we got Sharon and Shortbus in the chat. They're a couple of PHNX diehards. They can attest to everything that it means to become a PHNX diehard. Access to the diehard Discord. You're going to get discounts on events, on merch, on everything under the sun, including some diehard-only content, not just for ASU, but for Suns, for Cardinals, for Coyotes. You get all that, and all you got to do, just pay. Pay one time. Again, head over to gophnx.com today. Check it out. But enough of that. Let's go ahead. Let's get straight into the meat and the potatoes of today's show. My goodness, what a time to be alive. What a weekend for Kenny Dillingham and the Arizona State Sun Devils.
My gosh. I mean, just when they get gut punched twice, right? Like they're boxing, right? They got jabbed and then got hit with a cross. Coach Katie put the tissues in his nose, went back out there and knocked him out, man.
Said, I got you.
He bounced back, man. It was such a roller coaster of a week, but it was like a roller coaster that just went really far down. Yeah. And now we're heading back up.
And I think Wednesday or whatever day, the days feel like they are just all kind of jumbled together, right? But last Friday is really when, I don't want to say shit hit the fan, but it felt like those gut punches were coming, right? You had the NCAA situation. Jaden Rashada the night before entered the portal. EK entered the portal along with Bryce Pierre. Let's take ourselves out of it for a second before we get into all the recruits and all that type of stuff, because it's had some time to marinate and sit. Right, and I've had conversations again with a few different individuals since that has happened. The EK news, in a perfect world, you're keeping Elijah Badger.
Yeah.
Right, in a perfect world, Elijah Badger's wide receiver one in a already deep wide receiver room. With that said, if there was a position group that could take a hit, it was wide receiver.
Definitely, okay. Yeah.
I can live with that. It definitely takes a hit. But it is what it is at this point. You're not like, you don't need to go to the portal to get another one, I'm saying.
And I didn't get to do the breaking EK stuff. We had Sun stuff going on. And I think that's one of those like moments that at that time, at that second, it was kind of hard to stomach, because you had looked at him as somebody who had kind of stuck with it and stuck through it. And you kind of imagined that he was going to be there throughout it all.
Oh, yeah.
But then when it happens and then you get over that initial feeling of disappointment and a little bit of just like sadness, because he was such a great Sun Devil and he was a fantastic player. It makes sense. And in a loaded wide receiver room, this gives a lot more room for those guys that were kind of competing at the bottom that we thought could contribute pretty consistently. It's going to give them more shine. Like, it no doubt hurts. Like, you're losing probably the best player on your team. So we can't sugarcoat
There's not a way to sugarcoat it,
but it, as you see from this weekend, and as you'll probably see throughout the short remainder of spring ball, and then once we get through the summer and the fall, there is a plethora of talent on this team that one person might not be able to replicate what Badger could do, but it feels like as a unit, they're standing pretty solid.
Well, and look, and I'll be completely, completely honest with you on this, and this is genuinely, again, how I feel, and I'm not sitting here telling you that it was a this or that, because I don't think it was, but if my options are Elijah Badger or Jordan Tyson, and I get to pick one, I can only keep one in this roster. I'm going to be honest, I'm keeping Jordan Tyson. Mm. And the reason I'm keeping Jordan Tyson is because of the eligibility that he has remained.
Everything I've heard is that he was going to be the wide receiver one anyways.
He's that good. Yeah. He is that good. And we'll get to a little bit later on in the show. And I get it. I'm not saying that EK is not talented. EK is a wildly talented wide receiver. Him and Jordan Tyson would have been a phenomenal duo. But I'm saying, if you look at what Kenny Dillingham's process has been through 18 months as the head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils, you look at the guys that he targeted in the portal last year. Who were they? Right? They were young guys, Clayton Smith, Prince Dorba, guys that he knew were going to be here for at least one season.
They weren't rentals.
Right? They weren't rental guys. Jordan Tyson's not a rental. Okay?
Yeah.
You're able to keep him in a perfect scenario. Again, what perfect scenarios in college football are tough to come by, so I'm not saying that he's here forever. But in theory, you get a guy in Jordan Tyson that can be here for longer than just that 1 year left with Elijah Badger. Again, it's not a this or that. I'm saying if I had to choose the red pill, the blue pill, which one I'm taking, I'm keeping Jordan Tyson on this fucking roster.
I mean, I am very high on Jordan Tyson, but I think I would still just lean a little bit more with the known.
And that's fair.
I think that it is close and he is younger. I also have a problem, though, with just assuming, because I know you said like a perfect world, assuming that guys with years of eligibility are going to spend their years of eligibility here. And that's not me like saying that as an indictment on Kenny or an indictment on really anything that goes on with the program itself. Just more, hey, that's where the life is. That's where college football is right now. And you can't guarantee that anybody, I mean, and I'm not trying to be a downer, but you can't guarantee that anybody's going to stay for more than 6 months at a time.
But what I will say about that, and I do, again, want to get in heavy to this weekend and all that, and we will.
Yeah.
Just, you have to also look at the roster as it's being built and constructed as it stands right now. Again, Kenny Dillingham is 18 months in change, maybe, to this job. Look at the players over the last week, since the portal opened on the 15th. What players entered the portal? Jaden Rashada, Bryce Pierre, Elijah Badger, and we'll get into Ed Woods a little bit later in the show. How many of those guys were Kenny guys?
Jaden.
Just Jaden.
Yeah.
Those three are last of the Herm.
It's a fair point as well. And as we've seen, like, Kenny is not shy in molding this roster to where he wants to be. And some of the recruits that we're going to be talking about definitely fit into that. But I think that it's kind of a double-edged sword where it does suck to lose guys like that. I mean, you're losing probably the person with the most potential on your team in Jaden Rashada, probably the best current player in Elijah Badger. Those are just two main guys that you'd prefer not to lose. But from day one, what did Kenny say about this program?
Guys, I want
to
be here, man.
Yeah, right. And he is not going to try to get up on some grandstand and sell you on something that you don't want. If you don't want to compete or if you don't want to be here right now, bye.
Yeah.
And we're wishing you good luck. We're going to say nice things about you on the way out. We're going to try to find the best fit for you. But it's very much a culture thing. And I mean, let's get into these recruits, because I think that specific culture and how Kenny is running things and the success that he's had already, not in wins, but in, like, just if we're talking culture building, it is showing in his recruiting already to a school that is struggling. So give it some time. What we're about to talk about now could just be the surface of what we could get to.
Let's go ahead and start with one that ended up committing to Arizona State a little bit later in the week. I think right before the weekend, in Adrian Wilson, the four-star wide receiver out of Texas. Ooh. He was the former Oregon commit. I believe he's listed at 6'6", 6'1". This is a kid that he's got a lot of potential. Reminds me of a guy like Corbin Hendricks that's already on the roster. Mm-hmm. He's got decent length to him. And I've already been really surprised at what I've seen from Hendricks out there through this spring. Had a phenomenal spring thus far. Adrian Wilson is a guy that he brings the blue chip potential.
Yes.
Right? You talk about the offers, Oregon, Texas A&M, some of those other major schools. He has the potential to be, I'm not going to sit here and say the next Elijah Badger, but for people that are really, really deep into the grades and the rankings,
I believe Adrian Wilson is the highest graded wide receiver to commit to Arizona State since Elijah Badger.
Since Elijah Badger, yeah.
Adrian Wilson can be the guy in years to come if he truly stays and develops at Arizona State, which I believe he wants to do, right?
Right.
You talk about a guy like Hines Ward being the new wide receivers mm-hmm. coach. The importance of having a guy like that already there is going to be massive. But the thing that I want to hit on here, he's from Texas.
Tempe pipeline is still real.
It continues, Eric.
It's still real. And like you say, like blue chip guy and, you know, somebody that's coming here that wants to build at ASU. You have to imagine that guys who are being recruited by Kenny are also seeing how he's handling everything transfer-wise. And
oh, yeah.
If there's any coach that's going to be straight up and real with you, it's going to be Kenny Dillingham. So when he's recruiting these guys, you imagine he's probably going and saying, I don't want you here unless you're here. Mm-hmm. And he's being straight up and honest with them. He's probably not sugarcoating things because they're high schoolers or because he's trying to get you to commit. He's going to very simply say, I want you here if you want to be a part of what we're building. And that blue chip tagline is definitely something you could apply to him. And not all the time do blue chip guys work out when it comes to high school. But when you look at the measurables and the athleticism and just some of the stuff that he can do, you can see him thriving in a Kenny Dillingham offense that it is run oriented, first of all, but to have explosive playmakers on the outside to keep everybody honest, it pays off very well.
Oh yeah.
And so it is just something that when you saw the commitment and you're just like, okay, Hines Ward can recruit. Like taking somebody from Oregon is not a small deal.
Oh no.
Especially once Oregon just took one of your main recruiting guys and made them the wide receivers coach and associate head coach. Yeah. Like that's a big deal. And I know that this doesn't mean everything, but he is related to some NFL talent right now. Tyree Wilson, top 10 pick in the 2023 draft. That's his cousin.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Got the NFL, you know, connections, obviously.
Pedigree.
Obviously run deep. And again, Adrian Wilson, the last thing I'll say about him in terms of a kid that he possesses the tools to go out there and eventually be that guy. And I think that's something that you're going to see with recruits and with transfers as time moves on,
yeah.
Specifically at that wide receiver position. People know who Hines Ward is.
Okay? Yeah.
That's not a name yeah. that you just throw around of like, oh, hey, who's Hines Ward? No, Hines Ward is one of the greatest wide receivers in Steelers history, one of the best wide receivers in the early 2000s, one of the best blocking wide receivers in NFL history.
And that's that right there is, I think, an underrated part about
absolutely.
All of this, is the blocking aspect of this, because I think it was either his first or his second day, he was like, we're going to teach you all like how to block yeah. properly and how to open up, like I mentioned, a run first, run heavy, especially offense. And like, even if somebody doesn't know who Hines Ward is, like let's just say like you're really good at football, but you don't watch a lot of football.
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, listen, some of these high schoolers now that are coming up probably weren't watching Hines Ward live, you know? So you sit down on your computer and you Google Hines Ward and you get like that holy crap moment yeah. where you're like, wait, this
is our wide receiver coach.
Yeah. And it's no disrespect to Samp, because if Samp was here, we'd be singing his praises as well, as you rightfully should.
I mean, in a perfect world, you got them both.
Right. But that's not the world that we live in. But there's, and it's not just, listen, it doesn't just come down to name recognition, but there is a lot more name recognition when it comes to Hines Ward than it does Rashad Samples. And what Samp might have on a better end when it comes to knowing the ins and outs of recruiting and having the kind of the grassroots connections with a lot of things, I do think that Hines can make up for it on the other end as he continues to learn and establish those roots as well.
I agree. Adrian Wilson, just one of several commits
yes, sir.
For the Arizona State Sun Devils this weekend. Guys, we're going to get a next one. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. Again, if you haven't already, help us out here. Let's go ahead. Let's talk about one of my personal favorites. Okay. Ryland Dillard Allen committed, I believe, this morning, or at least the commitment was announced now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a safety, played wide receiver also at the high school level. He's listed as a 3-star. For those of you that are, again, in the rankings and that type of stuff, as a 3-star, okay, as soon as you hit the 90 threshold on your score, you're a 4-star.
Mm-hmm.
He's an 89.
Listen,
he's an 89. Listen,
he's the top. He's the top DB in the state, right? And that's the lead here.
Yeah,
right.
One of the top safeties at in the state of Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he is he is one of the very like first big time in-state guys that Kenny is kind of starting to pile up here.
Yeah.
Like not the first, but he's a really big deal. And for what it's worth, on his Twitter bio, he says he's a 4-star. So I don't know if he's just rounding up.
There's so many sites
different
out
rankings
there. So
or anything like that.
There, man.
But the man's got a tremendous amount of potential when it just comes athletically. A 4.29 40-yard dash.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
In high school.
That's ridiculous.
That's absolutely nuts.
Slightly slower than mine, but you know, it is what it is.
No, I mean, I saw you out there. You were like, what, 4.33?
I zoom, bro.
4.33?
I zoom. Okay, yeah. let's keep it
you
real.
You should see when he has to go to the bathroom before the show starts. He's like, how much time do I have?
Yeah,
I got 30 seconds. I can make it there and back in 8 seconds.
It's what
easy.
I do, man.
Look, easy.
He's listed at 5'11", buck 65. He plays a lot bigger than that. Again, turn on the tape of this kid out of Mountain Point High School. He is a thumper. Comes downhill fast. I like his ball skills. This is a kid that I think you get in the weight room in 1 year with Coach Joe. And, again, a developmental year. Not saying that's exactly what's going to happen, but a developmental year like Montana Warren, like Keith Abney, under Brian Ward, I think this is a kid that can certainly be a really talented piece to Arizona State's roster. Plays downhill the same way that a guy like Xavien Alford does, and we know how talented Alford is already for Arizona State. Now, Dillard Allen chose Arizona State over USC, over UCLA, over Kansas State, over Nebraska. I believe Arizona and Washington were in there as
Texas
well.
Texas A&M, he was visiting as well.
So certainly a big get. And we talked earlier, Texas to Tempe, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other side of this is, hey, let's keep the local kids home.
Yeah.
Ryland Dillard Allen is an absolute monster get, not only on the field, but to further the message of, hey, Kenny Dillingham, he doesn't bullshit his players, and he's not bullshitting you in terms of, hey, I want to bring some of these kids back to ASU.
Yeah, and again, it's going to be kind of like an avalanche, right? You just start with a little snowball, and eventually it builds. This is part of that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is a highly sought-after player, not just by in-state schools, but overall. I mean, he had visits scheduled to Nebraska, UCLA, Washington, Kansas, who is a fellow Big 12er now.
Big 12er.
Yeah, but in a program that's in a really good spot.
Yeah.
A really, really
good,
spot. Right? And USC as well. And I'm big on names. You know I'm big on names. Do you want to know what his nickname is?
Dear Lord, help me out here.
It's Batman. Isn't that hard? Ryland Batman Dillard Allen.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting lost in some of these comments. No, it does go hard. Who's Robin then?
Who's Robin?
Who's Robin?
You.
I'm Robin?
You're Robin.
That's crazy. It's the second time I've been called pretty much Robin in the last week. I don't know why I'm everybody's sidekick here.
Well, I'm just saying because he runs a 4.29. You run a 4.33. So he's going to be Batman. You're going to be Robin. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
We should have you guys race.
Should we?
Yeah, I think so.
How long of a head start do I get?
0.04 seconds, since that's how much slower you are on your 40.
Wow. Well, I think he might need a...
Yeah, you think he's going
to
need a head start?
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving along to another commit for Arizona State over the weekend. This is we got a little bit of the Poly pipeline.
We got a couple different pipelines, huh?
Yeah, we do. Look, you got to get the roots in, right? Isaiah Iosefa, 3-star linebacker out of Hawaii, 6'1", buck 90. Now, from my understanding, it sounds like Isaiah is going to be playing a little bit of safety and linebacker, probably a little bit more safety for Arizona State when he does actually get here. But again, you want to talk about a guy that has that type of potential. If he does move back to safety, 6'1", buck 90.
Yeah.
Just compare that to what we just talked about with Ryland. At what, 5'11", buck 65. He's already got 25 pounds on him. This is a kid that was the ninth best linebacker in the state of Hawaii. Best player, I believe, in the state of
Hawaii.
That's
even better.
Which is just, it's massive. And again, I love the fact that Brian Ward, as the safeties coach, is immediately making a giant impact on the exact positions that this team is going after. Arizona State snagged what looks to be 3 safeties just this weekend.
Yeah, he's really quick. He's good in coverage. You can see him move his feet really well, especially laterally. And he's playing back a lot as well. I mean, if you just go and if you look at some of his highlights on Huddle, he's snagging interceptions.
Yeah.
He's sacking the quarterback. Like, he's doing a little bit of everything. And I mean, he looks like he has a nose for the ball as well, and he hits hard as hell. So I'm with him, man. And like you said, it's kind of like the build of somebody that you're looking for in that position.
Yeah.
And I do have faith in this training staff and how they've gotten people's kind of bodies ready as well. We mentioned with a couple of these recruits, we've seen a lot of growth from a lot of guys over this break in between the winter and the spring. So I think it just adds on, man. I'm very excited, and this is hopefully just the beginning of what will be a lot of players to get excited for in future years to come.
Yeah, Isaiah choosing Arizona State over Fresno State, Arizona, Oregon State, Washington, and Washington State. You talk about some programs in there that definitely have, or at least seem to have, some promising futures in terms of Washington. Say what you want about Arizona. Some of those other schools.
I mean, every single recruit on here had interest from Arizona. Just saying.
Arizona State be doing what they're doing.
And to address Erica's comment in the chat, says this is Totru's show. He's nobody's sidekick. That is true. Uh-huh. That is true. We are all the sidekicks in Totru's life.
Is that what, so, in my life?
In your life.
Wow, that's crazy.
You are the main character. It's your world.
You
we are just living in it.
Wow. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate
it. We've called you Robin too many times to bury the lead.
It is what it is, man. Robin has his own show. Teen Titans goes crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Teen Titans does go nuts. I can't lie.
That's all I'm saying. Even though, let's be honest, Robin's not even the best character in Teen Titans, but...
Who is?
Beast Boy. Beast Boy, by far. Yeah. Like, it's not even close.
Cyborg's pretty good, too.
Cyborg's pretty good. Literally all of the other characters are better than Robin in that show. Just saying.
Bro, my boy Robin was battling demons in that show.
It's neither here nor there.
Anyways.
Let's talk about the final commitment that we do want to talk about on today's show. Not to say that it's going to be the last here in the next couple
just
days.
On today's show.
Keep your ears to the streets, guys. Keep your ears to the streets.
And stay in our diehard Discord.
Exactly. Short bus out there. Give me a run for my money in Discord over the weekend. Just throwing out names, man.
He's
got
to change his name
to
just ASU Insider.
I love it. I absolutely love it. But let's go ahead and talk about another safety that Arizona State managed to grab. In the class of 2025, Benjamin Olafeo, again, a three-star safety, 86 for those of you that are, again, concerned about the exact number of these rankings, literally identical size to Isaiah, 6'1", a buck 90. He's out of California. Don't know if you've been keeping track now. The last four commits that we've talked about, all from a different state.
Yeah.
Texas, Arizona, Hawaii, and now California. Kenny Dillingham and company have their fingerprints all across the nation in terms of trying to find the best talent, not only the best talent, but talent that fits the Arizona State mold.
And he kind of fits anywhere in that secondary. He's been labeled as like a hybrid player, but he primarily plays safety. And those three states are really good states, or four states are really good states to get high school football players out of. Like, you want to have roots in Texas. You want to have roots in Hawaii, you want to have roots in California, and certainly in Arizona, which is the biggest kind of up-and-coming state, I feel like, when it comes to high school football. And I think you've seen them spread out wide and trying to get players from everywhere, and they've had success despite turmoil, despite bad news and bad press and changing of coaches and players leaving. Like, it doesn't seem to be scaring away good high level talent from many different states.
No, absolutely. Arizona State. And again, Kenny Dillingham is a guy that people want to play for, right? We could sit here on a Monday and talk about the recruiting weekend, and people can have sources, people can have conversations, and they can get their own feel for what this past weekend meant for Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really matter what we have to say. Guys, this is what Coach Kenny Dillingham had to say about the successful recruiting weekend that Arizona State just had.
Trending. Absolutely trending. I think people want to be here. And I was talking to somebody the other day about, this is not a fallback plan. There are people all over the country wanting to be here. This isn't, let me go check out things and see if I'll fall back here. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Right? This is a place that I take a lot of pride in. And a fallback plan is not one of those prides. This is not a fallback plan for me. This was the plan. And we're going to sign people here that this is their plan. 100%. And that's what we're going to be filled with. A roster of people that are
100% committed to this, to getting this city behind this program to get where I think this place can go.
Fire me up. Fire me up. We are nobody's second choice. We are nobody's fallback plan. We are the plan, and you're either going to act like it or you're going to get the hell out of here.
I love
it. Okay? Like, you know the saying, dress for the job you want, not the job you have? Yeah. Kenny Dillingham is coaching for the job that he wants, which is a school that should be respected, a school that should be feared, a school that should be getting high-level recruits, high-level commits, and high-level transfers. And you know what? Maybe it's not perfectly there yet, but because of how he treats it and the standard that he holds himself to, he holds his coaches to, and he holds his players to, he's going to get there.
Yeah.
He's going to get there.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I think that's, again, that this is – Arizona State hasn't had a coach that in that way is willing to believe in Arizona State. That is like –
yeah.
We are going to do things this way, the way of the way it was done at Florida State, the way it was done at Oregon, the way it was done at Auburn, the way it was done at Memphis, where it did take some time outside of Oregon to get to where those programs wanted and needed to be. And we're going to do it this way, and it's going to work.
Yeah.
And you know why it's going to work? Because we're going to get people that want to be here, that want to be Sun Devils. And that's something, again, you look at the types of players that Arizona State is going to get, not just in rankings and recruits, but in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the highest compliment that I can give those guys is those are high character guys. Mm-hmm. They're going to get guys that want to be Arizona State Sun Devils, that want to actually develop into not only great football players, but great men. And I'm not trying to do the coach speak here, but it's the truth, talking with them. In seeing them, having conversations with parents and the way that they have raised their kids. It truly is, you go out there and it's like, damn, these are Arizona State Sun Devils. Like Keith Abney, who we've talked a lot about this spring, is one of the nicest dudes out there, wants to be an Arizona State Sun Devil. Mm-hmm. CJ Fight, one of the literally largest defensive tackles I've ever seen at Arizona State, from Texas to Tempe, is loyal to Arizona State.
Yeah.
It says a lot about the types of players that they're getting so early on. And for all the Wildcat trolls that we have in here, just to confirm for you guys currently are ranked 13th out of 16 Big 12 teams with one commit in the class of 2025 with a score of 16.92. Arizona State is at 3 with 9 commits at a score of 138.01, literally a singular recruit away from moving ahead of UCF in those rankings. And my personal favorite part about this entire thing is that the fucking Colorado Buffaloes aren't even listed because they don't even have any commits in the class of 2025. Just come on, Dion. What are we doing?
I mean, yeah. If we're talking about what happened last season.
Fire me up, dude.
There's no arguments, right? If we're
fire
talking about
up,
what happened
I'm
last season.
I'm out of
season.
Water. Shit.
Go get some water. I got
no,
this.
It's
go
okay.
Get some
it's,
water.
It's we're good. I'm going to brew another coffee after this. I'm ready. I'm juiced, man.
I feel you. I feel you. Listen, I'm staring right now. And not only is Arizona at 13, they're only not in dead last by .20. .20 is what separates them from Kansas State and Houston.
With 1-3-star.
For being last without Colorado, who is so far back. Because they don't have a single person committed. I mean, just to put it out there, you're behind BYU. You're behind Cincinnati. Like, that's not good for a team that's acting like you guys are acting. Acting like you're some dynasty that's going to last forever and that it's impossible to imagine Arizona State somehow, some way passing you in the future.
It literally wasn't that long ago.
No, I know.
It wasn't
that long ago, dude.
Arizona State wiped the floor with the Wildcats,
man. It was so crazy. And I know they're going to come in here with the copium about, well, what about last season? What bowl game were you guys in last season? Like,
that's crazy.
Listen, we're in a bad spot right now. Because of a lot of things that were out of our current regime's control. But for what's going on, for the things that have been handed down to us, to look at the 2025 recruits and be like, oh, well, ASU's up there. Top of the Big 12, basically.
I'll get to Erica's comment. LMAO, y'all are on crack right now if you think that means Arizona finishes 13th in the Big 12 next year. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're saying.
Oh, yeah, it's not what we're saying.
What we're saying is your recruiting rankings are about the bottom of the barrel. right? You've done just about as poorly as you can do. That's not me saying it. These are people that like literally go watch every single recruit out there and grade them. They have told all of us collectively that you guys stink. That's what they said. I'm just telling you, I'm reading the numbers, and they say Arizona, 13 out of 15. That's all I'm saying.
What is DeLulu about what we're saying?
No, it's like, nothing. It's like, okay. It's totally fine. No, but like, it must be the air in Tucson. I hear, like, you know, it's real.
Like, listen, I understand shit talking, and I understand like bringing up facts. Like, you want to talk about
what we're doing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You want to talk about record? You want to talk about record last year? You want to talk about anything like that? Fine, you can do that. Okay, next year you're not going to be 13th in the Big 12.
After he won, just. The numbers, this is what they're saying. They're saying you stink like poop. That's what they're saying. In Colorado, you stink so bad, they don't even have a number for you. Like, that's just the truth. It literally is the truth. Arizona State had a phenomenal recruiting weekend. The Arizona Wildcats, you've just had a really shitty April. Like, to be honest with you, it's been a really bad month. To no fault of your own. It's just people don't want to play for Brent Brennan. And that's, you know, it is what it is, man. Yeah, it sucks. What can you do?
It's hard, you know? I mean, and that was part of the reason, like, when they hired Brent Brennan, everybody was freaking out about how great he is. And it's just like, let's see him cook a little bit. Yeah. All right, let's see him
cook. You know what he's cooked?
Nothing.
He burnt Easy Mac and cheese. That's what he did. That's dinner. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. Okay, again, I'm here for the facts. I'm going to tell you straight. That says we're better than you, at least in this. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, where is it? It's facts.
It's factual.
It's not up for debate. You cannot debate that your recruiting class for 2025 is better than ours. You can't. You got one player. You have one player.
Could be worse. Could be like Colorado. Yes. Like my cup here, just empty.
You could not clear the bar that's on the ground, but you did. Congratulations. That's awesome. Like, you guys had a very successful year last year. Congratulations. Awesome. We're talking about building a program.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate the energy.
We're good. It's okay. Shit talk is fine. Like, it's fine. Like, you rile us up. We'll rile you. Like, it is what it is. That's how this is supposed to be, man. Like, it's given its take, and they've been able to give, and now we're able to give, and it is what it is, man. It is what it is. Like, it's fun. And can I tell you what else is fun?
You can. I'm here for it.
Our friends over at BetMGM. Now, baby, I got a little parlay pick for you, all right? This is my BetMGM parlay of the week, and it's all about the NBA today. But you're saying, Eric, Suns don't play today, silly. What could you know? Okay? Here's what I'm saying, all right? Does a plus 684 entice you?
Plus 684?
Plus 684. Two legs.
Okay, I could get in on that. What do we got?
I got the 76ers money line over the Knicks in game 2.
I love that. I literally love that.
And I have the Orlando Magic money line over the Cleveland Cavaliers in game 2.
You know what? Buckle me up.
Put it in.
I'm here.
We're there.
I'm here.
We're there.
Turn on the engine. Let's cruise, baby. Let's cruise.
Plus 684. Plus 684. If you put $10 in on that right now, winning 78.40.
Yeah, no, I'll take it. That's easy.
Listen. Guys, if you have not signed up for BetMGM today, I do not know what you are doing, because along with my parlay pick, they also have a new MLB Grand Slam Jackpot, a weekly bet and get promotion. You place $10 or more on a wager for any player to hit a home run every weekend. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If that player hits a Grand Slam on that day, you can win up to $50,000 in daily prize, or a share of that if other people bet on the same player as you. For example, if you bet for Aaron Judge hit a home run on the 31st of July against Houston, and he hits a Grand Slam, and along with 9 other customers who made that same bet, each of you will take home $5,000 in cash in addition to your bet winnings. Now you're asking, Eric, how do I get this? Please just tell me. Download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android. Visit BetMGM.com, deposit $10. And if you don't want to do their Grand Slam jackpot, you can also do your first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. Whole lot for you to do over at BetMGM. The only thing you have to remember is use promo code PHNX. You can check out the full details in our show notes. And now listen to Shane talk about the disclaimer.
Bonus bets expire in 7 days. One new customer offer only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY, 467-369, New York. Call 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts. 21 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF-IOWA. 1-800-981-0023, Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in New York, Nevada, North Carolina, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
House of Heat Sports in the chat. How much does it cost to be a diehard member? $79.99 a year. On top of all of the other stuff you get, like Sharon said, you are going to also get a free t-shirt of your choosing from everything that we have in the PHNX
Discount
locker.
Discount to any events that we have.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. It's been a grind. It's been a grind to build up that Arizona State community at PHNX. But I am over the moon with the group of individuals that we do have in that community.
People.
It's a popping place. I absolutely love it that we have Short Bus. We got Donald. For those of you that are in the chat, I'll tell you what, Donald be wilding. He's wilding in that diehard Discord every single minute of every single day. Sharon and a bunch of others just absolutely killing it in our diehard community. Like I said, on top of all of the other stuff you're going to get. Definitely check it out. And again, if you don't take our word for it, ask Sharon, DM Short Bus, any of those other individuals that we do have in our diehard Discord that are PHNX diehards. They can tell you if they think it is worth it. But let's continue talking about some amazing things, right? Look, you talked about making money and how valuable it is. I'm going to tell you a little bit about a great place you can have a phenomenal, phenomenal time if you're looking for a staycation.
Oh.
If you're looking maybe to spend your Thursday. Right? NFL draft night.
Oh, what can I do there?
I mean,
I have nothing going on Thursday night.
Gila,
it's my one day off.
River Resorts and Casinos, guys. Nobody does it. Nobody does it quite like them. They go above and beyond all the time, every time. They offer an authentic and immersive experience with an unprecedented level of entertainment and excitement that you're not going to find anywhere else in the desert. They haven't just set a high bar, guys. They have set the highest bar in the valley with their state-of-the-art gaming floor. It's got it all, with over 800 slot machines, 15 blackjack tables, live table games, not to mention Arizona's largest casino sportsbook. Just head over to Gila River Resorts and Casinos and let them show you what next level is all about. You do you at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Visit playatgila.com for more details. All right, we got a lot to still get into today. Go grab yourself a snack. Grab yourself a drink, and let's continue our conversation. We talked about a phenomenal weekend. I want to talk about a part of Arizona State in terms of the roster that we found out today. There's probably going to be some mixed feelings about it. Ed Woods.
Yeah, dude. What
DB Ed Woods is reportedly entering the transfer portal. Wasn't at practice today. We spoke with Kenny Dillingham after practice just in terms of Ed Woods entering the portal. He said it was an up-in-the-air decision as of today, so it is interesting. That he did opt to enter the portal. LaTerrence Welch, defensive back for Arizona State. He had some comments after practice just in terms of, you know, he was a little disappointed, a little hurt
yeah.
that, you know, the DB room wasn't necessarily informed by Ed that this was going to be his decision. So, yeah, that hurts. Ed Woods is a talented cornerback. You can't cut it any other way. Again, Ed Woods entering the transfer portal, a guy that was pegged to be a starter for the Sun Devils this season, had a decent year last year. Right. And you talk about a guy that Kenny Dillingham hyped up a lot last spring. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kenny Dillingham was big on Ed Woods last spring. Ed Woods showed up. He showed out. He's going to go get a bag probably in the portal and be a strong defensive back for somebody.
It says at Alabama. Alabama is a school to watch. That's what On3 is reporting. And that's a school that's hard to compete with. And I know that we talk a lot about transfer. And we talk a lot about, you know, it's good that guys are going to do what's best for them, but there's a certain way to kind of approach things.
Yeah.
And that's not that way.
Yeah, it's not,
you know,
perfect.
Like you need to do what's best for you. And I 100% stand by that. And I understand every single player who has left. Now, I don't necessarily always agree with the decision, or maybe I personally don't like it because of the team that I like and the team that I root for. But on a surface level, like I respect it if you're doing what's best for you. And it's the same way on a base level with Ed Woods. But, I mean, to have guys that, like, you've been practicing with and in your room just have no clue that this was happening.
Yeah, it sucks.
And to be the starter, right? And to be a de facto leader as one of the few guys that's, like, returning and starting and being a massive part of this team. It's not that you don't have any right to transfer, because you do. But you would just hope that people treat this program with the same level of respect that the program has treated them.
Screw the program. If you don't want to let your coaches know, right? Yeah, if you want to make it just whatever it is, that's your prerogative. You could do whatever you want. Yeah. However, I would say, you know, and again, this is just me. I get everybody's different. You let your boys know, right? You let your just boys know that,
if
like,
something's going to happen. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, it is what it is. We talked earlier about Elijah Badger hitting the portal. It was, you know, it sucks, but it's at a position where you've got depth. Mm-hmm. This is another group where you've got enough depth, in my mind, to survive it. Kenny did say that once, you know, if it was official, that they would look into the portal, potentially adding a guy. That could be a move. They could move Keith Abney back strictly to an outside corner spot. But again, you talk about this room and the depth that they have. There is a lot of talent at this cornerback position. You've got a guy in Mason Williams who is a talented kid, had a pick six today. You've got Keith Abney, who I've been really high on since the start of spring. Rodney Bimage, a young buck. Chris Johnson, a young buck. You talk about Cole Martin, Tony Lewis and Kuba, a young buck. Javon Robinson, the transfer. LaTerrence Welch, the transfer. Like, there are a lot of really talented defensive backs in this room already. You go add a guy. I understand that I don't have any issues with going and adding a guy from the portal. Again, you would have loved to keep Ed Woods, but Kenny said it. This is, in all honesty, the only one so far that was a real surprise.
Right.
So far.
And it's that in itself is not a shocking statement, but it's a little bit surprising when he comes out and says he didn't really expect that many people to leave. Right. And then you lose a couple of your key players.
Well, so they've only lost four.
Right. They've just lost four potential starters, basically, if not already solidified starters.
Yeah. Badger was a starter. Well. Pierre. Okay. So this is what I'll say about Bryce Pierre. Bryce Pierre was a very, I love Bryce. Bryce, a great, great dude. Bryce and Marcus and Douglas, it looked like would be splitting time with the way that everything was trending. And I understand why Bryce left. And again, we had a little bit of a heads up that that was, you know, potentially going to be
I'm not saying that that's like shocking, and I'm not saying it's you can't recover from it, because one thing we discussed, I feel, is like a month and a half ago, was when we tiered the position rooms. Is a lot of these rooms have a good amount of depth.
Yes.
Right. And it might not be depth to the point where you're talking college football playoff contender, but you are talking a team that could withstand a couple blows. Like, ideally, you don't want to lose those guys, but I'd say the quarterback room is the most shallow out of every single one that we've talked about. Tight ends, corners, wide receivers, everything like that. The quarterback room is probably the least deep, and I would not be surprised if they go grab somebody out of the portal to at least compete with Borgé and with Sam. But you know, with the whole Ed Woods thing, it's the same thing that I kind of talked about with EK. I think it's the same thing with Rashada, where it's like, when it first hits you, you're just like, damn. Like, that kind of stings, man. Like, that kind of stings. And then you hear how he did it, and you're like, ooh, that stings a little bit more. And then you take a step back, and you look at the roster, and you look at the guys that are developing and the guys that have stood out in spring ball, and you are a little bit less worried about it.
Yeah.
Like, is it still a loss? Are you still probably a worse football team because of it? I'm not saying that you're not, but it's definitely manageable. And it's another case of, you don't want to be here, leave. And I'm sure they didn't like how they found out. But I'm also pretty sure that if this was the decision you were going to make, Kenny didn't want you here in the first place.
No. Look, you got guys that do what they do. And then when we talk about guys that want to be here, right? Xavien Alford, 51 minutes ago, right? Practice ended, whatever, tweeted in all caps, "We're building this brick by brick. ASU will become the place
there you
to
go.
Be." Not only him, Cam Scataboo.
Yep.
He tweeted right after practice, saying, quote, "Sun Devil for life, let's get this money."
Yeah.
Right? I had a conversation with a source the other day, right after Xavier Guillory tweeted the hourglass, similar to what Elijah Badger had retweeted, people thinking that he was going to stay. Let me read you the exact text that I got back from that source in terms of what was said. And again, it fires people up, dude, saying, quote, "He's here to stay." Right? That's what you want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such like a weird place to be, where you're like, are guys leaving and it sucks? Yes. But are guys coming in as well and wanting to be here? And do you believe in the culture? Yes. Like, Kenny is in a really weird spot. This football program is in a really weird spot. And you can probably shape your outlook on what you believe everything is going to be based off of what you want to believe. If you want to believe that this school is screwed because they're losing some of their best players to the portal, or if you want to believe that this team is on the up and up because they've been able to navigate the portal, get additions as well, and have a lot of deep rooms, like it really is up to you to decide how you're going to look at it. And that's also why it feels like it's easy for a lot of U of A fans to come in and be like, you guys suck, you guys suck, you guys suck, because that's how they're viewing to choose it, you know, which as they would.
Fine.
Yeah, it's as they would. But the more that you're kind of in tap with everything, and the more that you're watching, and the more that you're seeing not only the moves that are building this roster, but the way that it's being built, the more that you can fully understand that, like, this is a good place.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
This program is in good hands, in a good place, and it will continue to be as long as this current staff is here, which I am imagining there will be some changes throughout time. Assistant coaches are going to leave. Guys are going to move up in positions, whatever. But the core of this Arizona State football program is going to stick around.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
You got to keep the core.
Yeah.
You got to absolutely keep the core of where you're at. And again, like, there are still 8 days left of the portal cycle. And I guess 9, if you are counting the additional day for the grad students. But you got to feel confident with where you're at right now. Like, it's, and I'm not even gonna throw it out there what I was gonna say, because I don't want to put that out there. But like, you should feel confident with where you're at, that, you know, a weekend can happen with what just happened for Arizona State, right? Back to back to back of, like, not phenomenal things, right? Rashada gone. The NCAA releases its investigation and the consequences of that. Elijah Badger, Bryce Pierre hit the portal. That weekend, Arizona State has one of its best recruiting weekends in history. Moves up to number 18 in the nation in terms of recruiting rankings. Like, it's, and rightfully so, there are fans that are scarred. There are scarred and they're hurt from the previous regime and the staff. So when you see a guy like Elijah Badger leave,
yeah,
there is a, we're fucked.
Yeah.
But guess what? Herm Edwards is not your head coach anymore.
No.
Ty Graham is not your head coach anymore.
No.
You've got a guy that eats, sleeps, breathe, shits Sun Devil blood, right? That is, like, this is a dude.
Sorry, one more time? Yeah, one more time with that?
He's a Sun Devil in his blood.
There,
okay,
we go.
Okay.
There we go.
It's
a lot of shit talk on the show.
The shits didn't come.
Last couple
if it's
days.
That last one, he should probably go to the doctor.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. You know what I'm talking about, okay? You know what I'm talking about. Just carry on.
No, please continue. You're
this
doing great.
This is a dude that he's a Sun Devil, man.
Like, yeah, he believes.
You haven't had Sun Devils as your head coach before. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? You've got a guy that's seen it. He's lived it. He grew up it. And he wants to ensure that the next generation at Arizona State, they're Sun Devils.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
And we're sure of that. Like, there's no room for doubt or interpretation that ASU has their guy. Yeah. And by their guy, I mean somebody who loves and wants to be there. And some place that I want to be and that I love, because I don't have lunch and I'm very hungry.
Thanks, two of us.
I'm planning out my schedule for the rest of the day. And I think to myself, I'm going to have no time to eat today.
Well,
so I'm going to be dreaming about Illegal Pete's. And they're here to bring you a win with their legendary sound check deal. You can bring in a ticket stub from any ticketed event and get a draft beer or a house margarita for a penny. All you got to do is purchase an adult entree to redeem the Illegal Pete's sound check deal. But they want to help you celebrate, whether it's pregame, postgame, anything you want. They've got you covered for all your game day needs. What's your favorite thing to get at Illegal Pete's?
I usually go with a bowl.
Yeah,
I'm usually
extra
a bowl
corn
guy.
In the bowl. I've been told lots of people like the extra corn.
The corn, we're getting the pico, we're getting the guac.
Woo!
We're getting it
Stop.
All.
Stop! You know my mouth is watering. Oh my!
You know the yeah, you can get potatoes in your bowl. It goes crazy. It goes, like, literally
okay,
crazy.
Can we end the show so I can get to Illegal Pete's, please?
There's not another place like it that has, like, potatoes like that. Seriously, man. And the potatoes are good.
It's your go-to spot for potatoes, but also burritos, buddies, and beer. Sharon, yes. Somebody says somebody bring Eric a burrito. That is good commenting, right?
That's a five-star burrito.
That is good commenting.
It's a five-star burrito. If we're talking about recruits and commits, to be honest with you, it's a five star. It's incredible.
That's fair enough. You know what else is five star? Friends over at Circle K.
Nah, you just bang. Circle K, guys. New free membership program called Inner Circle. They're going to help you guys save 25 cents per gallon on your first five fill-ups. And if that's not enough, they're going to help you save 3 cents per gallon every single day after that. You're talking about Circle K. You're talking about the snacks. Go ahead. Grab a bag. Right
I know.
There.
No, that,
just crack it open,
to.
Man. Crack it open. Look, get every sixth free on a selection of those Circle K products. We're talking pizza, coffee, ice cold, fountain drinks, and more. Every time a bag of chips is open, a Sun Devil gets their pitchfork. Guys, join Inner Circle for free by downloading the Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details.
I'll wait to dig in a little bit more until after the show. But that's the kettle cooked chips from Circle K go so crazy. I've gotten in trouble because I've taken other people's Circle
K
kettle cooked
chips.
True.
That's true. Okay. He has taken other people's snacks. Ryan, we appreciate
unintentionally.
You. Ryan, we appreciate you, man. Last couple things before we get out of here. We've only got two spring practices left.
Dang, that went fast.
I hate it. It's my favorite place to be in the mornings. I get football and I get a tan out there.
I'm about
there.
To say, you only like it because
it's
of your
great.
Tan.
It's absolutely
great,
man.
Can you tell who's been
man.
Out at spring football based off of our skin tones? Can you tell?
I know, it's crazy. Can it's you crazy. Tell? Look, I love it. Okay, it's just, I love, there's nothing that you can dislike about spring football. Especially when we have, when we have videos of Trenton Bourget throwing touchdowns to Jordan Tyson. Guys, take a look at this. It's truly, it's a beautiful pass, beautiful catch. I'm choking. I know, I'm about to see tears in your eyes.
Jeez, it's crazy. Tears in your eyes?
Just plenty of Jordan Tyson highlights. Let's go ahead. Let's play it one more time.
Oh, want to run it back?
It's just.
Are you gonna keep the tears in your eyes this time?
Look at it. Love the break.
Right off the
love
back.
The ball. Love the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean that's something that you want to see a lot more of now with Jordan Tyson, considering that EK is gone.
Yeah.
I think the main thing that I'm looking for the end of spring ball is from that quarterback room, though.
Okay.
Because I would say because of Rashad transferring, not like you were gonna be able to see Rashad in spring ball anyway.
Yeah.
Right. But now that he is no longer an option on the table and there will be some transfer guy coming in, I want to have a clear idea of these two. And they've both had good spring practices, Sam and Trent. But I want to see a little bit more, and you're going to with time. But that, I mean, I would say that's the most shallow room right now.
Yeah.
Is your quarterback room. And so I need to see from the guys that are already here what they've got and what they can contribute as you go into a period where you're maybe trying to find another option in the transfer portal. And if you don't, then those are your two options for starters. So, yeah. You know, you got to figure out that.
No, yeah, you definitely, there are a couple position groups that could be bolstered, I would say, through the transfer portal. Quarterback room, definitely look for them to add at least one while that window is open, because as it stands right now, you each have two scholarship quarterbacks. And Navi, you definitely need to bring in at least one, whether it is for competition or veteran leadership. Discuss mm-hmm. that on an audio-only episode this past week. If you missed it, go check it out. Also gave one name that I would love to see in terms of a perfect addition
Ooh.
At that quarterback position in the portal. So definitely check that out. I think for me, in terms of the one thing that I want to see through these last two practices of the practice and the spring game, is I would like to see an emphasis for the offensive line in terms of pass pro. I've loved what I saw in terms of just run blocking from this group. I would like to feel more confident by the end of spring in the offensive yeah. line's ability to keep a clean pocket. Hasn't been the most beautiful thing that I've seen this spring. Part of that, big testament to the defensive linemen that Arizona State does have returning in CJ Fite, Clayton mm-hmm. Smith, Prince Dorba. But pass pro specifically is something that I need to see in terms of where can this offense truly go. You talk about the run game, but you also got to be able to protect whoever QB1 is. And that's something I need to see along with, I'd like to see the wide receiver room separate just a little bit more. We know Jordan Tyson is capable of what he is. Jake Smith, Xavier Guillory, some of those other guys. I would like to see just kind of really embrace what their roles can be. You do still have a very deep wide receiver room with a guy like Jordan Tyson, Xavier Guillory, Troy O'Meara, Jake Smith, Melquan Stovall. This is without even bringing up Corbin Hendricks and mm-hmm. some of these other guys. So I'd like to see that room maybe start to set itself out just a tad. But anything else before we get out of here, Senor Ruby?
Oh, dude, I'm bummed. I'm bummed that spring football's ending, man.
Yeah, we still got two practices.
I mean, like, but you know, it was a moment we were looking forward to for a long time. And now it is coming and it is passing. First look at some of these guys, but I think overall,
don't be sad because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Yeah, it's fair, and I do think that I will be in a just happier mood just based off of like if we didn't get like this recruiting news, man, I think I'd be in a pretty dark place right now.
Yeah,
but we got it, so I'm good as long as you like this video.
We got it. And as long
as you rate 5 stars on whatever you're listening on and you leave a nice review saying Anthony Totri is nobody's damn sidekick, wow. You leave that in the comments.
I thought you were just going to stop at nobody.
Anthony Totri is nobody.
Damn. And head over to gophnx.com. Become a PHNX diehard. Join the conversation 365 days a year, guys. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Like Eric said, that is going to do it for today's show. If you enjoyed the content, give us a follow. At PHNX_Sundays, you can follow me at Anthony_Totri. You can follow this guy right here, the zookeeper, at Eric Ruby. That is Eric with a K. You can follow DJ Danielle at Africa Danielle across social media, guys. In the meantime, go Devils. Peace.